Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. It's so good to have you join me. And before I go into the Word of the Lord, I just would like to pray, but are you aware, beloved, how very, very much God loves you and how much He has provided for your security, for your strength, for your courage, for your ability to go through this life as more than a conqueror? We hear that familiar phrase and we affirm it and we recognize it and we believe it, but sometimes it seems our own personal lives may be a far cry from that. You might feel like anything but an overcomer today. But as we spend these next few moments together, I'm believing the Lord to strengthen you and to give you encouragement and a certainty and a knowing that God is for you. He loves you so very much. Let's go to prayer. Father, we thank you for the goodness of your heart. God is good all the time. And Father, we thank you that you so have loved your people, that you have provided everything we could possibly need that relates to our spiritual walk, our growth in Jesus, as well as the day-to-day affairs and concerns of our everyday lives. You've given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. And so, Father, I thank you now as we spend these few moments together, that the Spirit of the Lord would quicken your word, and Lord, that by the Holy Spirit, you will make it pertinent and applicable to the heart of every listener. Father, we look to you. We need you. We depend on you. We trust in you. And so, Lord, as we spend these few moments together, we thank you that you are moving in ways perhaps we cannot even understand or verbalize. But Lord, as we are together now in the Spirit of the Lord, you are doing a work, and we thank you, Lord, that we trust in that, and we are certain of it, and because we are agreeing together, and by faith, we receive those things that are needed in our lives in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, if I could give a title to this word that I'm sharing today as we begin, I would entitle it The Living Word. Let's go to the word of the Lord in James, the 4th chapter, verse 7. And this, again, I trust, is a familiar passage of Scripture, but we want to look at it anew and afresh. James tells us, "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Now, there are three elements in this one little verse. I think the thing we tend to focus on is resist the devil. And that, of course, is what is being the action word in this verse of Scripture. But before that, in order for that word to be effective, we have to be submitted to God. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the enemy. And what is the result? He, the adversary, will flee from you. Now, that's a strong word that is in the English language. Flee means not just, you know, you won't be just successful. The enemy will flee in terror. Why? Because you will be moving and resisting him using the word of God in the authority of Jesus Christ. And it is the Son of God that he fears. For Christians to be victorious over the works of darkness, over the works of the evil one, he has to do two things, as this verse declares. Submit ourselves to God and then resist the devil with all the weapons that have been provided to us by the Lord. To be an overcomer, a Christian must give an all-out commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, in many cases, this is why when we try to stand on the Word of God and we don't seem to be successful, is because in order to activate the Word, we have to fulfill that which the Word requires of us, and that is to be totally committed to the Lord Jesus. As we read the Gospels, beloved, I'm sure you've done that many times, we hear the words of Jesus, and he says, no man forsakes fathers or mothers or homes or anything this world has to offer, any kind of relationship in which you will not be rewarded 100-fold in this life, as well as receive eternal life. Of course, he does add with persecutions. We just tend not to look at that, but he does say that. And he says that any man who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom. He says that any man who loves father or mother or spouse or children more than me is not worthy of me. Those are very strong statements. They're familiar. We've heard them perhaps in countless sermons. But do we realize that the Lord wants a wholehearted, total, 100% commitment to him? And when we are willing to do that, when we're willing to obey that first and greatest of all commandments, to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our strength, then, and love our neighbor as ourselves, that's that first greatest commandment. If we will do that, if we will love God, then everything else that we stand in need of will be added to us. The way of the Lord, the older I get, beloved, I understand the greatest simplicity that God has embellished or embodied the gospel message with. The good truth, the good word, the good news of the gospel is not complicated. It's not difficult to comprehend. Man sometimes can make it that way, but God's way is simple, even though a child should not err in walking in the way of the Lord. And so we have to give the Lord first place in our lives. He's not looking for men or women who will give their spare time to him or just their weekends or whatever years they have left when they retire, but God is seeking those who will give him first place in their lives right now. Why and how? Because of a love relationship. God is a passionate lover. He sent the very best he had. He gave Jesus, who gave everything he had, laid down his life, forsook the glories of heaven to redeem us, and he is asking for a reciprocal kind of love. If you can relate to natural love, I mean, if you love someone with all of your heart and they are just mean everything to you, don't you want them to feel the same way about you? There's an untold heartache if it's not the same, if they're not returning that same kind of love and commitment. And that's what basically marriage is. It's a man and a wife saying, I will love you with all that I am until death do us part. That was God's plan in the beginning. He wanted that full, complete commitment to one another. And of course, we can only really give that in its fullness as we are united in Christ. Giving God first place in one's life is not following a set of man-made rules or regulations, although some rules and regulations may in fact be contained in the Word of God. Giving God first place in our lives is nothing more or less than a complete act of surrender, both mentally and physically, to the will of God. We're to present our bodies as a living sacrifice to Him. Many Christians give acquiescence to God in their mind and in their heart, but then they fail to carry out that commitment. Let me clarify. You know, it's one thing to profess something. It's quite another to possess what you profess. All the prayer in the world will do no good to anyone except the person praying expects an answer to that prayer. Isn't that just common sense? Jesus said to do that, to expect and believe that you are going to have what you ask for and it will be yours. That's Luke 11:24. To follow Jesus and to stand as an overcomer, every Christian has a choice. And that choice is to choose to take up his cross and follow Jesus. Matthew 16:24 says, "If anyone wants to be a follower of mine, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." People have been taught down the span of time that this meant being sickly or poor or beat down or doormats for the devil and the sinner, but this is not what Jesus meant. The cross of Christ is not some physical infirmity or mental sickness or anxiety. You can find these things everywhere when you look at the human race. These things aren't a sign of taking up our cross. Well, I see my time has rapidly flown, and I must bring this broadcast to a close, and we will continue on tomorrow's broadcast, that the very thought that I'm sharing of what it means to take up our cross. But in the moments that remain, I know many of you are in some very serious battles right now. Personally, you're struggling with getting victory over areas in your life, over addictions, over things that have just held you in bondage, certain sins you just can't seem to get the victory over. Well, there's power, beloved, in the agreeing prayer that the Lord said that we could agree as touching anything on earth, and it would be done for us of our Father who is in heaven. And so I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. Whether you write or email, know that I will pray personally for you. And if you have a mailing address, I will send back by letter form that which will be an encouragement to you. I have so many testimonies over the years of people that have said it was just the word they needed to hear, the Rhema word in due season. I invite you to write. I love you. I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.